Over the next hour, we want to celebrate those amazing human beings in our community doing wonderful things on Mix 101.5. I'm Kyle. Brian here, Sarah on vacation. She'll be back on Monday, and the conversation starts with one of our favorites, one of the biggest community leaders that we know of,
yeah!
Maggie Kane from A Place at the Table. You know, we talked her up last year because, after all, she did win Kelly Clarkson's Good Neighbor of the Year.
So finding your purpose is just really important, that passion that lights you up and gives you energy.
Yeah.
And then I think the second and more important is to hire people that are better than you. These people are the rock stars. They're the heroes. They make it. They make that work happen every single day.
The Good Neighbor of the Year is Maggie in A Place at the Table.
Of course. No doubt about it, of course, Maggie was going to win.
Stop. You're
Good
making her uncomfortable. Stop putting the shine on her.
Maggie,
she's going to leave.
Is in with us today. Maggie, so good to see you. It's been a minute. But thank you for coming in, filling in for Sarah the next hour as we celebrate people around our community that we live in.
So excited to be here, and I miss Sarah being here, but I can't believe I get to sit in her seat. It feels like such an honor.
So Maggie is one of the most humble people that you'll ever meet, but she's also one of those people that you'll meet that's always doing great things and serving others in our community. Oh, it's true. I see your LinkedIn, and Maggie's always doing something spectacular, but you always deflect, and that's one of the things that we love about you. But before we ask for people to call in, I have to know the update with your food truck, because I know you got $100,000 from Kelly Clarkson at the end of last year. What's the update on the food truck? Because I know you're going to try to take a place at the table on the street. So what's that look like for you right now?
The traveling table is coming, and we are so excited. Yes, thanks to Kelly Clarkson. Thanks to YouTube for nominating us for Kelly Clarkson. But a huge thank you to the county and all the other supporters, too, who are making this possible. We're looking at about a month out. We're designing
awesome.
It. I got to see the preview of the design yesterday, and it is dope. Y'all are going
to
love it.
I can't
so
wait
cool.
to see it. And how will it operate? Because A Place at the Table is a brick and mortar, and it operates in a very special way. You can explain that. But then is the food truck going to mirror that same concept?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So A Place at the Table, for anyone who doesn't know, is Raleigh's first pay what you can restaurant. The only right now, if anyone else wants to do it, call me. But Raleigh's first pay what you can restaurant, what that means is all of our prices are suggested. So people can pay the suggested price. People can pay more. People can pay less. People can volunteer with us. We also feed families for free. And we're just a place for everyone. All are welcome. And we're just community and good food for all. So Chuck will be the same for sure. But Chuck will also do catering. Chuck will go to events.
Cool.
Chuck will go throughout town. Chuck will go to the International Food Festival downtown, the Raleigh Food Truck Festival. So the truck will be in a lot of different places, but it will also be pay what you can at different events. We're also partnering with different nonprofits. So the Boys and Girls Club, who we love so much, the work they do, working with those youth and families over there. So we'll go there and you know, love on the kids, get to know them, have them have some of our awesome food too.
Awesome. We love it, Maggie. So glad that you came in here. Maggie always stepping up to make it happen, but there are so many people like Maggie making a difference no matter where you live, maybe in Wake Forest, maybe in Knightdale, maybe in Holly Springs or Fuquay. So if you have that person, and it's not one of those things where they had to have started their own business, okay? If you know that person that's making it happen, or those group of individuals that are always stepping up, making it happen for the community in which you serve, we simply want to celebrate them as we go throughout this 8 o'clock hour, 919-860-1015.
This has a chance to be really inspiring and really fun. Maggie, you came in here and you said, first thing, you're like, I just want to hear
about
stories.
I'm yes.
so excited.
I just want to hear people's stories. So this is a great way for all of us to recognize people that maybe haven't been recognized, but also, you know, let's fill this next hour with positivity, because we're all going to watch the TV and we're going to listen to the radio throughout the day, and it's not going to be positivity. So let's dedicate an hour today just to sort of swim in a big bath of optimism.
We love that.
I like it. So with that, we want to surround ourselves always with great people. We want to know about those great people. 919-860-115. Maggie, thank you for coming in. Can't wait to hang out for a little
let's
bit.
Let's go.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
About what her Kelly Clarkson appearance did for A Place at the Table and the entire concept.
Yeah, it was so cool. We were super lucky to get just new followers, new people, learn about the Pay What You Can model. And we had multiple, the biggest thing was we had multiple folks that reached out wanting to do this across the country, which
awesome.
Is the coolest thing.
Yeah, because the whole point is advancing the idea of of pay what you can.
Yep. Let's have pay what you can in every business concept. Let's have multiple pay what you can restaurants across the country. So there already are, but just more folks wanting to do it, which
is awesome.
Well, I think
it's cool, Brian, because you mentioned this a second ago. A lot of us want to give. A lot of us want to help and volunteer, but we don't know where to start. Yep. And for those who had a similar concept, they see you doing it. And it's like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. I now have somebody that I can talk to about actually moving forward with something
like
this.
It's like, you know, when you're at a wedding and the dance floor is just sitting there empty and you're like, I got the moves. I want to, but I need someone like Maggie Kang to be the first one out there doing the cha-cha slide.
I feel like you'd be the first one out there.
He is always the first one out there.
It's a family tradition.
All right. Liza on Facebook said, Sheila Ogle volunteers on many boards and established the Carrie Women's Giving Network over the years has given local nonprofits over $170,000. Sheila Ogle, thank you for what you do. That's
I love Sheila. She used to own
Sheila?
Yeah, very well.
Great.
She used to own the Carrie Pink House.
Oh, that's the same person. Okay.
Yes, and she does fabulous work. I was able to be a judge with Marianne Baldwin, the mayor, for a dance competition they did in downtown Raleigh.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing. She's such a good person.
With that, we have Wendy with us right now, and Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Wendy, please let us know about those people doing great things in your community.
I am actually from Youngsville, but I'm calling about Dr. April Deddens and Marianne Coleman, who head up DEGA. What DEGA is, it's a group of volunteer veterinarians, vet techs, and volunteers that go out to underserved communities and provide free pet care to these people and supplies. They've also got a mobile surgery unit. They provide all of this through donations, free of charge. And again, they're going to underserved communities.
Okay.
For people that care for their pets and helping them care for them. They do a lot of outreach programs with the homeless. Great, great group of people.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. What you've described with these two is pretty much exactly what we're looking for. How long have they been doing this?
I believe they're going on their third or fourth year now.
Yeah, and why do you know them?
I know them. I volunteer with April out at Blind Spot Animal Sanctuary, which is another incredible organization. We are home to over 150 farmed animals. We're on 41 acres in Rougemont. We're 100% donation funded, 100% volunteer ran. We have no paid staff.
Wow.
Well, thank you
for
what you and your team do. And one more time, I want to make sure we get those names one more time for those vets that you mentioned. What's their names one more time?
Dr. April Deddens.
Okay.
And Marianne Coleman head up DEGA, but DEGA is made up of a fabulous group of volunteers.
Wendy, this is
team effort.
This is exactly what we're going for, the people making great things happen in our community and looking for nothing in return.
And Wendy, thank you for what you do as well.
Thank you.
Wendy, thanks for calling in. You have a lovely Thursday.
You too. Hey, stay cool.
Oh, we're going to try. 919-860-1015. If you want to recognize somebody that's making it happen in your community, Tori commented on her Facebook page. Leslie Logan Brown, who I've met before out at Haven Farm, she has the most adorable little goats out there. Do you know this person, Maggie?
We're walking today, later today. She's the best.
No way.
Who, Tori or Leslie Logan Brown?
I don't know Tori, but I'm sure I love her too.
Maggie knows everybody. Leslie, dedicates her life to kindness, love, generosity, and grace. Everyone around her is blessed.
Yes.
And by the way, if you've not been to Haven Farm out there kind of in the Knightdale area, that place is fantastic.
Oh,
all
awesome.
Right. 919-860-1015. Let's celebrate the great people doing good things in your community. It's Mixed Mornings, Kyle, Brian,
this is great.
Sarah.
I feel so charged up on positivity.
People are so good.
I know.